Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we can say happy about this one. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
In the loop. Happy June 27th to you, to all my folks to celebrate. Go ahead and enjoy a DJ Screw Day. We're going to have a fun, funky Friday, as we always do, in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Already getting going on the text line where you can get involved with the program, 713-572-4610, and also appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston. The 832 says the Astros are celebrating June 27th as well, Reggie.
They are.
That's right. Like they, I think that they have like a, it's a pop-up shop of sorts.
The Texans are doing that.
Texans are as well. That's right. I did see that.
Yeah, Texans are going to be selling all kinds of stuff.
So, we might, part of the celebration might be popping over to some team stores and getting some screwed up click merch for your favorite Houston teams. But yeah, man, we're going to have a day and a half today in the loop, so make sure you rock with us. Somebody said they want to sip Screw. All right, you can do that too. However you celebrate, go ahead and get into what you get into, as long as it does not impede on anybody else's freedom and does not get you fired, because that's one thing you don't get fired on, especially on a Friday, baby, like in front of this weekend. Yeah. Don't do that. Brandon Scott should be sliding through.
Got fired on your day off.
All right, Lopez, I see you got some versatility in there. Yeah. I see it. But yes, B Scott should be sliding through to celebrate the day, but then also just to hang out with us, as he will on Fridays moving forward. So we'll catch him in the 11 o'clock hour. But I would also like to go back before DJ Screw Day to a Hunter Brown Day, which is another holiday of mine's, whenever Hunter Brown is on the mound.
It's turning into that, isn't it?
It is that. Yeah. Not turning. We're there now.
Yeah, we're there.
We are 100% there. The Astros get a sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies, a 2-1 victory. That made me feel great, especially even though I had 9 hot dogs and technically 10 shots of tequila.
Let's pause real quick, because the people want to know, need to know. We're going to get to the Astros, and something that I kind of feel weird saying.
Sean, I'm going to hold off your holiday just a little bit longer, because I think you'll enjoy this.
Yeah, he will, and he's going to enjoy it like red stripes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I did indeed complete the 9 shots and 9 hot dogs for the 999 challenge, and I've got to be honest, it was easier than I thought it would be.
That's like, crazy.
Here's the thing that I'm going to do, and to be fair, I realized afterwards, watching back, because I'm on Instagram, I tried to kind of document it every 3 innings, and what I realized is, I documented myself talking about eating the hot dogs, and I there was a few shots that I showed. I can say that you, yourself, Lopez, Figgy, y'all saw me eat and drink the first 2. Sean, you saw the other one.
Oh, I was with you in the middle innings of the game.
Yeah. Johnny and Creighton, because I came in here and checked in with them.
I don't doubt you.
I just want to make sure. Hey,
we don't believe you. We need more people.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jay-Z. I'm not going to lie, and this is the hot take of it. I think I could have doubled up to a shot every half inning.
Oh, wow.
You think you could have done 18 shots?
I think I could have.
And 9 hot dogs.
I felt that good on the back end.
Your stomach would take it easily. I mean, the shots, that's the big thing.
And, that's right.
And you and I texted just about this afterwards.
Just a little bit of,
The beer, and I felt this all along when I proposed the 999 challenge on our show, with the 9 being beers instead of shots. I respect the shots for sure, more so, but just the effect they would have. The beer is the difference maker.
Agreed.
The whole thing. Like, I ate 5 hot dogs during the same shindig. You and I, you know, we had a big party up here. And I ate 5 hot dogs just sitting watching the Astros game before you came in to say hi, eating your 4th or 5th.
That's right.
Like, just sitting around eating, you know?
I think a low-key, you know, check mark for you in this case is they were not hot dogs.
They were cold at the beginning. They just started getting them going in the hot dog machine, which makes it harder.
Yeah.
Like just a nasty old cold hot dog. It's like.
And that's fair. Someone said all the bread was soaking up the liquor. So maybe I re-engage with another time. However, I am talking about this.
18 shots though, Reggie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt so clean on the back end of it that I was like, I feel like there should have been another level.
We got to see how big these shots are too.
No, man. I was watching them. It was announced.
Solid team.
So you could do 18 of those.
Games are shorter nowadays, too. I mean, if you catch a – you respect that you did it during a game like this that's 2-1 also.
Yeah,
like,
it's faster.
The best thing you can do is catch like an 8-7 game and you can space things out a little bit. And 18 shots. Anytime I get into that realm of shots, I think about my 21st birthday where you had to do 21 shots. You know who gave me my last shot, John?
Oh, you told
Tony
me.
Rice.
Yeah, you told me once.
Tony Rice, quarterback of the Irish and Catholics versus Convicts.
You've got so many great stories.
Last thing, because you're on vacation and I don't want to impede that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Red Stripe beer tastes better in Jamaica.
Yes, okay.
It absolutely Heineken tastes better in Holland. Mexican beer tastes better in Mexico. I don't know what it is.
I've been to Jamaica one time. It's all I drank was Red Stripe.
I don't know what it is. I
haven't drank a single one back here in the mainland at all.
Red Stripe, I don't know if it's because it's made there, it's fresher, whatever. Red Stripe tastes better in Jamaica.
There is Red Stripe. I booked a limo to get from the airport to our hotel, which is 90 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's a big vacation. I don't want to ride with
other
people.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I double checked. Red Stripe in the limo.
Getting going before the spot.
You
love to see it.
I know this is a safe bet, but I need some social media with the Red Stripes.
That's
what I'm most jealous of. Like, it's just so good.
Yeah. I won't be on the social as much as we are when we go on those long road trips, just because I won't be at games and stuff. It's like, here's me drunk on the beach again.
That's good enough.
I will tweet out some Red Stripe just for you. I'll tag you on it.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, so the one thing I'll
collab.
There you go, as
they say.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I'll say before we actually get back to talking about the actual baseball that was played by a man who I think is climbing up the ranks here in Hunter Brown. I've talked about how easy it was. However, is this some level of counter to my own feeling on this? So as I told you, I was coming in here back into the studio as Bajani and Creighton were holding down the drive yesterday and just giving them updates at the end of segments or what have you. And after one of the segments, you know, that studio door is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to slide out.
I have to use my body sometimes.
Right. I was about to slide out of the studio, and I think PC was saying one more thing. I tried to catch the door and hold it open real quick, and I think I kind of missed. Can you describe what my index finger looks like right now, John Lopez?
Is it red and purple? It sure does look red and purple.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah.
It got caught in the door.
Oh, no.
And
that's the worst.
I didn't feel like I was drunk. However, this is the type of thing that a drunk person does.
That's exactly what you were drunk.
If anybody has a feeling that maybe Reggie is...
More red than purple. It should be bruising.
I mean, there's some blood pooling that's happening on there. That was my 999, but it all felt great because a sweep of the Phillies. The Astros, again, continuing to push themselves further up and up in the AL West and in the AL in general. Mm-hmm. 6.5 games up of the Mariners. I mean, this thing is just going off. You're halfway through the season, and this team looks phenomenal. And Lopez, I think you have a take on how good this Astros team is.
Yeah, I do. Tell me if this is even – when I thought this and then I put it down for us to chat about, I thought, well, that's not going to go over real well. Or maybe it will. You tell me. I think the Astros are better off without Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, and Ryan Presley this season.
It feels wild to say that. And I would I'd agree, but if I was going to individualize that, there's one or two of those guys that I feel more comfortable about saying that than all three altogether.
Let me individualize it for you.
Okay.
And let's see if we can kick this around. First of all, there's the salary relief that you get just in terms of money that you're spending on players that, you know what I mean?
It's not my money.
No, exactly.
Shout out to my gospel. It's not my money. So that part's not going to hit.
It's not my money.
I mean, that's true. Figgy does it so well. That's true, but let's set that aside. Cam Smith was accelerated to the big leagues because of Kyle Tucker. If you had to just draw a line, it was Kyle Tucker leaving, Cam Smith going to right field, right? Cam Smith is kicking ass right now. I mean, he absolutely is, and he's going to get better. He's getting better every day. And you have control, and he could be a star.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure, yeah. But that's all projection. If we're just talking about the first half of the season.
He's playing his ass off.
Kyle Tucker is a better player.
No, Tucker is a better player.
Without question. Now, the one thing that you might be able to say is last year at this point, mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker was not a better player because Kyle Tucker was an injured player.
Yes.
Right? Maybe that's the place that you could come from.
Yeah.
And outside of that
bruised leg, huh?
That ultimately ended up being a little bit more. Not going to lie, I did think about that when I basically bruised my finger, mm-hmm. like, oh, did I break it? Do I need to go look at something?
We're gonna
I
put you on the injury
did it
report.
Hurt that much?
Strained finger.
I mean, for really? the first good while, like, I went and grabbed
finger
a beer.
Soreness?
Yes. Yeah. Finger discomfort,
finger
really.
Finger
discomfort. I might lose it.
In other
it.
Words, he's losing it.
Yeah. Tommy John.
No, but.
Tommy John.
Yeah, he did have that. But yeah, I think that's the only thing you could use for me. Like, that's the one where I'm not going to get there. That like, they're in a better place without Kyle Tucker in that particular place. But as you talked about.
But without Kyle Tucker, you're getting Cam Smith and you're getting him early. You're getting control. You're getting a guy that's producing, can run, all that stuff. Now, I know Kyle Tucker could run. But that's one. That's one right there.
So you saying it's better for the future?
It's better this year and for the future.
Yeah, you get me on a dish here. You're not going to walk me there. However,
it is better for the future.
It's 100% better for the future. I mean, we knew mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker was the Astros mm-hmm. organization had peeved him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was not long for this because of a perceived disrespect that I don't think he was wrong on.
Right.
The future? Prospect to Cam Smith,
mm-hmm.
love it. He's looked fantastic at defense with the range. You talked about his speed on the base pass.
Yeah.
He's even coming around just swinging the bat generally.
Mm-hmm.
81 games to the season, Kyle Tucker gets it. I have a feeling that you're not gonna have to twist my arm nearly as much with these other two.
Isak Paredes, he's as good and maybe a better overall player in 2025 than a very good Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman is playing some outstanding baseball. But understand, Bregman has played 52 games. He's been hurt, Paredes has played 77, I believe. And as much as you look at batting average, on base percentage, OPS, slight check mark to Bregman, Paredes has more home runs, more RBI, more runs, and get this, more walks.
Yeah, no, that's been the he is a. Like, that was one of the big things we were talking about when we were talking about the additions mm-hmm. in free agency that you traded for Isak. He came over in the Kyle Tucker trade. And that's where you might be able to get me on the Kyle Tucker. You don't have Isak without the Kyle Tucker trade going
well, that
out,
too,
right?
Yeah.
But those guys, him and Christian Walker, which, okay, mm-hmm. we could deal with that later. But they are more patient hitters. And as a team, becoming more patient hitters was going to work not just for the individuals, but to help the rest of them around them.
Yeah.
Because with Bregman, the idea is he's a great clubhouse guy. He helps, gives guys tips, what have you. This is another way to help your team.
Mm-hmm.
Take more pitches, work a pitcher a little bit longer, make it easier for them to, get out of the game, get to the pen. That's the type of stuff that Paredes does. And on top of that, his defense has been phenomenal to the point where, could you see him being a Gold Glover this year?
He's in the mix. For the longest stretch, I want to say 40-something games, he didn't have a single error. He didn't have a error, none.
I thought he was going to be an average fielder and then a fantastic guy at the plate, especially with that pull power. He's been even better than that. He's been one of the guys that's metronomic for this team. Huge.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to another spot here. And I think this one's huge. When you talk about Ryan Pressly, had Ryan Pressly been here, I don't think this bullpen would be number one as settled as it is. It's a settled bullpen with defined roles, and I don't think it would be as filthy. You have very defined, Abreu, look at Abreu yesterday, and Hader, perfection is good, right? 21 for 21 on saves. And then you have to think about Brian King, what he's done.
Yep.
Caleb Ort, Bennett Sousa, they would all be pushed down, if not even in the rotation in the bullpen, if Presley was still here.
And for me, I mean, you're right in all those things. I think the biggest thing for me is just the bullpen has almost entirely, well, maybe not almost entirely, but yeah, largely lost the element of kind of, oh boy, here we go again, right? Like CJ for San Andreas. Like it, we walk into this and your bullpen comes in. I feel great about it now. And that is a, I mean, 81 games in, halfway through the season, it's a real 180 for me personally. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could just say I didn't know ball at the beginning of the season. You could say that. Go for it. But I felt like, hey, a young pen that you're coming in and asking them to play above what I think the expectation or the reasonable expectation was early. You come in and they do it. Like, again, salute to the Astros as an organization dealing with pitching. Salute to Joe Espada, because that is a manager's responsibility, knowing the
Espada
right...
Espada on the better eye of the plate. That was one of his emphases.
Yes. Yeah. Knowing the right guy to put in at various circumstances out of the pen. And those guys have all delivered in a way that is comfortable, that is consistent, that you know what you're getting out of the pen. That's huge.
I got one more for you. And this is more of a sort of organic kind of... It's hard to put numbers on, but would Jeremy Peña be the clear leader he is now? And would he be the player he is now if he hadn't had to have been thrust into that role without Bregman and Tucker?
Yeah, and that's a great question that I don't think I can have an answer to, but if I was going to guess, I say no.
Yeah.
Like, that space is going to be occupied to some degree in that clubhouse, and what's the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention.
And he has embraced the role.
He has.
In every way.
And he's always been capable of it. I think Mauricio Dubon has kind of been very open and honest about that. He's always felt like this is the guy, both on the field and in the clubhouse, that he could be. And he's become that. Bar none on the YouTube, Peña took Tucker's place. Smith took Peña's place. Paredes took Bregman's place. Basically the same team as last year. Yeah. And even then, that is impressive, because you can go back to the first thing that you talked about, Lopez. The money that it takes to get that level of production is different. And maybe it's more impactful this year because you've had less from the surroundings of the Astros to ultimately get you to this place. You're a below league average offense, but you're a timely offense and you get exactly what you need. And that's outside of the defense that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, all of it still adds up to a good amount of wins, comfortable lead in your division. And being halfway through the season, a team that everybody has to look at as a real contender to do something special, including hoisting the commissioner's trophy at the end of the year.
Real quick, earlier this year, we asked the question, who was going to step up as the leader? Mm-hmm. And I think we all kind of had different answers. Who do you feel like is that leader right now?
I think they look to Jeremy Peña. Leadoff role, defense, clearly, an altogether different player. Would you say it's him? Obviously, it's still Altuve. I mean, that's a separate category.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
We was kind of talking about that a little earlier, because he's kind of he was that kind of quiet leader.
But he's
a little bit
more vocal.
He's a little more vocal. Yeah. I think I mentioned Peña should be the one to step up. I think one of us mentioned
Christian Walker. But he's just having a bad year.
Yeah, so I was wondering, who is that guy now?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, me personally, I went to Altuve. It's obvious, but also, like, I had a little bit of doubt that he was going to be this type of leader, and he's answered the bell in what you need. And also, again, maybe I'm being a little heavy-handed with it. I think outside of the actual players, Joe Espada deserves a lot of credit for like being at the helm and steering this thing perfectly, as there's been a number of things that you've had to manage. And here you are, managing all of them.
Yeah.
And continuing to, you're still navigating those waters as we speak.
Yes.
And you're
looking a lot better. You're marginally
sweeping good teams and stepping up to the plate against the Cubs team that I think is going to challenge you, because they've got a little bit more offense and there's a little bit of emotion tied in with Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley returning to Daikin Park. So get ready for maybe waterworks. Definitely get ready for a video. And excited for what I imagine, what I hope is another series win, because they ain't lost one in all of June, if you didn't notice. Astros special. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, there was a statistician on Twitter I saw on Twitter that charted the best and worst play callers of the last 15 years. Where does Bobby Slowick rank, and what does it tell us? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.